Immigration clients often want to know if there are ways to speed up the green card process for family members. Well, there is a provision known as cross-chargeability, not commonly known, which can sometimes help immigrants move to the finish line a little faster. I'll explain in just a moment. Hi, I'm Carlos Spataro. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Here's how the process works. When a family member files immigration papers on behalf of a relative, this is known as filing an immigrant visa petition. The government uses a form called the I-130. When the petition is received by immigration authorities, it is given a priority date. This date is like an invisible ticket showing your place in line. When your priority date becomes current, it means your ticket has been called. It's now time to file your green card application. Unfortunately, sometimes it takes a long time for a priority date to become current. Primarily, this is because of the category in which petitions are placed. Some are placed in lower categories, and hence the process is slower. Lower category, slower process. In addition, the country of the immigrant affects how fast the permanent resident process moves. Certain countries, those with a larger number of citizens seeking U.S. immigration benefits, tend to move slower due to larger backlogs. The reason? Each country is limited as to how many visas it is allotted per year. With some applications, there are main beneficiaries and there are secondary beneficiaries, deemed dependents. In certain cases, using the country of the dependent beneficiary will hasten the immigration process. An example is when a U.S. citizen parent files for an adult married son or daughter. That offspring's spouse is also an immigrant, but from a different country and is a dependent beneficiary. If the primary beneficiary is from one of the oversubscribed countries, their wait may take several years. Yet the secondary beneficiary may be from a country with very few applicants each year. This means by seeking cross-chargeability, a primary spouse and his wife or her husband can apply to charge the visa to the country with the lower amount of annual applicants, which results in speeding up the process. Of course, as with everything in immigration law, this change does not occur as simple as it sounds. The government requires ample evidence that this provision of law applies to your situation to enable the CRICL review and hasten the permanent resident paperwork and interview. Thanks for listening, and remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.